And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for February 1987. And for those of you who are very curious about that jingle from WHLO in Akron, that was from a tape which I purchased several years back, and it contains jingles from WHLO. In fact, there's four different tapes from WHLO, and the date on the box is October the 10th, 1962, so a very old jingle produced by Anita Kerr for WHLO. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the abbreviations for the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, this is Jerry Starr once again. Earlier in the AM Switch section of the audio service, we promised you that we'd take a quick look at some of the abbreviations we use in AM Switch for the benefit of new members, and we understand that since the last time we did this, a lot of new members have come aboard the audio service. So welcome to all of you. We hope you enjoy your DXing activities, and we hope that DX audio service increases that enjoyment. A lot of the abbreviations that are used in the printed edition of AM Switch in the DX News magazine, we don't use here in the audio service because it's just as easy to say the word as the abbreviation. For example, XR is used for transmitter in the printed edition. In the audio service, of course, we simply say transmitter. But there are some terms that may seem foreign to you that come up every once in a while. One of those is CP. CP is simply short for construction permit. When a station makes application to either go on the air as an application for a brand new station, or an existing station applies to the FCC to make some sort of change, such as raising power, going full-time, or moving to a different frequency, when the FCC approves whatever they have asked for, they issue a CP, or construction permit. This construction permit remains in effect either for a certain period of time, 18 to 24 months, or until the change has been made. PSA simply means pre-sunrise authority. Many stations are permitted to begin their broadcast day at 6 o'clock their local time, whether the sun has come up or not. Daytime stations technically are only allowed to operate from sunrise to sunset, but probably 90% of the daytime stations have some sort of pre-sunrise authority, often at lower power than their daytime power, that allows them to operate from 6 a.m. until their local sunrise. PSSA is a little newer than PSA. It's only been around for a year or so. The post-sunset authorization allows some stations to operate a certain amount of time, usually on a reduced power, after their local sunset. Some stations may only be on an extra 15 or 30 minutes. Some may be on as long as 2 hours after local sunset. And, of course, as we explained to you previously, with the new Mexican agreement, many of these stations now can stay on full time, even though they're licensed as daytime, but with a much reduced power, depending on whether or not they're on what is called a Mexican clear frequency. Critical hours are simply the first 2 hours after sunrise and the last 2 hours before sunset. At this time, the ionosphere is starting to become active and skywave starts to appear. So even though a station has a daytime license and is operating in the daytime, still those last 2 hours after sunrise and the first 2 hours before sunset, some skywave may appear. If they are very close to another station on that frequency, they often may have to either change directional pattern or reduce their power during these critical hours. And that is simply the 2 hours after official sunrise and the 2 hours before their local sunset. And finally, what may be confusing to a lot of people are the antenna mode designators. They usually are D something and U something. Normally, when we go down through the AM switch, if we have time, we try to just put that in plain language, but occasionally we'll slip in a D3 or a U4, and here's what all that means. First of all, there are a number of different types of antenna patterns. Here are the ones that are most commonly used, probably in about 99% of the cases. If it's preceded by a D, it means it's a daytime station. If it's preceded by a U, it means it's an unlimited time station. D1 is daytime non-directional. D3 is daytime directional. U1 is full-time, non-directional day and night. U2 is full-time, directional night only. U3 is full-time, the same directional pattern day and night. And probably the most common one, U4, is full-time with separate, different patterns day and night. Well, we hope that increases your understanding of AM switch a little bit, and in turn increases your enjoyment of this hobby we all enjoy so much, AM band DXing. This is Jerry Starr. I'll see you next month on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Once again, we turn you back to Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Now, I'd like to turn it over to John Bowker with some information about a very interesting antenna for AM DXing. John?
Well, Fred, I have finally found a new device on the market that really excites me, I must admit. Perhaps you and many of our subscribers have seen during the past few months in some of these myriad of catalogs that suddenly seem to have sprung up all around the country that come unsolicited in the mail. You flip through them and you see an antenna system. It's called Select Antenna. I didn't quite say that right. I'll say it slower and spell it out. S-E-L-E-C-T hyphen, the letter A hyphen, T-E-N-N-A, Select Antenna. And it's a plastic encased, 11-inch diameter, and about 2 1/4 inches thick, weighs, oh, I'm holding it in my hand right now, about a pound. And they say, bring this next to your radio, and it'll improve your reception on AM radio. As a matter of fact, one of the catalogs didn't make it clear that it's only for AM radio, medium wave. And you look at it, it's a dark brown color, and on one side it has a knob. And the knob has a calibration on it from 530 to 1700. And the instruction says, on any portable radio, when you have a station that's a little more distant, all you need do is bring this antenna up next to the radio, about 4 to 6 inches from it, tune the knob to the same frequency that you wish to receive the station on, and listen to the noticeable improvement. Sure, says I to myself. Well, I dismissed it completely out of hand. And then, wouldn't you know, Santa Claus came down our chimney on Christmas Eve and brought me one of these little devices. So I thought that our subscribers might be interested to hear what happens when you tune around with this little device. We're going to be listening to, now let's see, I live in the middle of New Jersey, in the right near the town of Princeton, if you're looking up on the map where I live. And we are about 35 to 40 miles from downtown Philadelphia here. And there is a station, WPEN, at 950 on the dial, which is 5 kilowatts, but not beamed toward us. Their directional pattern seems to go off to the west from us, in a northerly direction anyway. So we don't get them very well, but I just wanted you to hear, on Sunday, January 11th, 1987, a little test that I performed in my living room. This is at noontime, just before 12 o'clock. Oh, and I should tell you that my radio is a battery-operated little portable. It's made by Sony. It's their model number CFM-100. And it makes some darn nice recordings. It has an analog dial on it, so it's a little tough to operate. But in any event, I had oriented this on my living room floor for maximum pickup of WPEN. Then I tuned the Select Antenna to 950 also. And after the first few words of the pastor that you'll hear, I brought the Select Antenna closer to the radio, and you will hear the difference. You may hear a slight change in volume, but listen to the background hiss disappear.
But what does the hammer do? It breaks the rock in pieces. It breaks the hardened heart of unbelief, as we know. And therefore, as the Word of God is being used, and what a privilege to use the Word of God and see the Holy Spirit take the Word and use it in the heart of those who hear it and will receive it.
Okay, I consider that startling. I don't know if you do or not. But this little CFM-100 radio, it may not be the most sensitive portable on the market. It certainly doesn't compare with Super Radio or some of the Panasonic radios, the RF-2200 or any of that. But it's very handy in a suitcase, and the Select Antenna in a decently sized suitcase could go along on any trip that I take and make a difference in a motel room, I'll tell you, between recording and not recording a station, perhaps just out of town or something like that. Now, it also has the companion advantage of being able to amplify slightly the null that you want to get when there's a local station that you want to null on and pick up something at a little more distance. So anyway, what you're about to hear is my radio tuned to 1450, and it's nulled on WCTC with the select antenna giving me a little bit of a boost. Without the select antenna, you heard nothing. There wasn't anything except hiss coming out of the radio. So bear with me. You're going to hear some warbly DX here for 12 noon on a Sunday. And you'll hear an ID. And then what I'm going to do is reorient everything without changing any of the dials or knobs or anything. I'm just going to reorient the radio so that you can hear how dominant WCTC is here in my living room in Princeton Junction, New Jersey. Okay, listen to some DX here with the select antenna helping on a null.
Blood donation is a simple process taking only a few minutes out of your very busy day. Healthy donors are needed every day.
And that young lady's at WCTC in New Brunswick at 1450, running a kilowatt day and night. WIIN is 74 miles from here, and this was recorded at 12 noon.
The prediction machine's look at the NFC title game centers on a decision that Phil Sims would cut up the Redskins' pass defense, the call. Giants 31, Washington 24. More pro football when we get
you have to remember this was recorded
time,
the same day as Scott. That playoff game.
Computer Kickoff with Ray Scott has been brought to you in part by Rydell Pontiac of Edison and Budweiser Beer on WCTC Central Jersey's sports leader.
And we're proud to be your news and information leader, 1450 WCTC New Brunswick.
Well, I threw that in because after all we do air checks here in the Bowker household. But one of the dangers of the select antenna is that you pick up so much information here, then so many signals, that you get interference even on a local. The last thing I'll tell you is that the select antenna is absolutely impotent. It does nothing for you on local stations within 5 or 8 miles. WHWH is located just 6.5 miles from here, and as you bring the select antenna near to the Sony radio, there is simply no difference at all in signal level or interference ratios or anything. The most distant station from us that's considered a local is WTTM in Trenton, located, its antennas are located in Pennsylvania, actually, across the Delaware River from us. And there is a slight pickup of signal strength from WTTM. Otherwise, not so good. So you only use this for listening to distant stations. Don't try it on any locals. It won't do you any good at all. Just thought you'd be interested in this product review on the Select Antenna. By the way, the cost, $35. I'm John Bowker.
Thank you very much, John, and hopefully we'll be able to get John to do a review on the new Superloop, which is coming out and being released by the Shortwave Store sometime this year. Now here's Bob Walker with Anarchon 86.
In our journeys throughout the 1986 Anarchon, we've probably seen most of the club exhibits and seen quite a variety. And joining me now is Steve Canny, who is on the ODXA board of directors, as well as a member of, well, I guess I'll let you explain it.
Well, we call it Antenna Busters, which Ron Hopkins and myself started about 2 years ago. And that was created because we felt there was a need to help shortwave listeners with antenna concerns. A lot of the newcomers would go out and purchase a very expensive shortwave receiver, but the next thing was, well, what do I do for an antenna? I don't know how to make an antenna. Where do I buy the wire? How do I put a connector on? And so on and so forth. So Antenna Busters was kind of a fun way of helping out the shortwave listener with antenna concerns. And a lot of it was just advice over the telephone. On occasion, we would actually go out and do the installation of the antenna system. And we would have to kind of make an assessment of the person's property and needs. and how much they want to spend on an antenna system, and we would, you know, give them the best estimates. We'd use some of our own equipment, or we would go out and buy it for them and then put it all together for them. So,
what's probably the biggest question is asked, especially for apartment dwellers, and I know you have a lot of that in Toronto. What limited space antennas, what's a good recommendation for someone?
That's probably the toughest one of all. I get a number of phone calls from members that say, I just got into shortwave listening and I live on the 40th floor of this apartment building and I have next to nothing as a balcony. What do I use? Well, you really have to kind of, a lot of it depends on your nerve, whether you want to sort of droop wires over the edge of the balcony down 30 or 40 feet or 30 or 40 floors. Sometimes I recommend a kind of a loop arrangement around the balcony and use as much wire as you can and just hook onto the end of it. The active antennas seem to be a popular item. I have never used one. I get mixed reports. Some people say they're excellent, and other people say they're useless. It depends on the building you're in. If it's an older building, sometimes there's excessive noise and so on, so the active antenna will just enhance the noise problem. Some of the newer buildings, my understanding is they don't create as much noise, but that I'm sure can be argued. You really just kind of have to, find out what's best for you and your operating or your listening habits. And sometimes getting something outside the building, even if there's a tree below that you could throw a wire down to and hook onto it some late night when you're the superintendent isn't around, it's very difficult. There is no magic answer for it. And that's really, unless I would see the situation, sometimes having a second pair of eyes looking at your antenna situation makes the difference. And you can see places to hook up to that other people, the people living there wouldn't notice. As a matter of fact, I was chatting with a fella today from our club who was talking that very, very concern. And we sort of arranged just by chatting about it of him to put up some sort of multi-band dipole system from an apartment, just because his particular building, the actual location of the balcony and all the bedroom windows and so on and so forth. So, but it's all individual. There's no one antenna that will be best from an apartment.
Okay. I talked about ODXA, and I guess we'll take a moment here to describe what really is ODXA. We're primarily a medium wave service, but as you know, most medium wave DXers do dabble in short wave, it seems like. What is ODXA and membership and the like for the organization?
Well, ODXA is an Ontario association that has been going for some 11 years now. Our primary focus in the magazine, which is called DX Ontario, is the shortwave listening bands. We have, we have columns in the medium wave frequencies. We have a new utilities column. On occasion, we have columns on computers and computer assistance. Plus technical articles, station reviews, equipment review articles, and so on. The magazine DX Ontario comes out 12 times a year. It averages about 80 to 88 pages in length each month. Our Ontario membership is around 470 right now, and we have about 110 associate members. These are people that are outside the province of Ontario. I think we cover some 15 to 20 countries within the associate membership. We are doing a variety of things now for our for the publicity of shortwave radio, and that's why our membership has grown so quickly. In the near future, we have a shortwave listening course at a community college, which, as far as we know, is the first of its kind. We have a ODXA convention, which is going to be held up north of Toronto, at a 150-acre campsite for our members. We are sponsoring NRCon 87 next year, which will be held in Mississauga, Ontario, which is just a little west of Toronto. And we're always at the ham radio flea markets, hobby shows, and so on as part of our promotion of shortwave listening. So we do a lot of things in ODXA.
Okay. Someone wanted to get a sample copy of the bulletin. What would they have to do to go about getting it?
I'm just trying to think of the address right now. It doesn't come to me instantly. I should know it.
Well, I know the club has recently moved as Harold Sellers has just taken up new residence, so officially the club headquarters has moved.
Yeah, the club headquarters has moved to Newmarket, Ontario. It was in Scarborough, which was a suburb of Toronto. Newmarket is about 30 miles north of Toronto. A sample bulletin is $2.
Okay.
Membership is $25 per year. And we have multi-year memberships as well. I think it's $45 for 3 years and so on, 2 years and so on and so forth.
Okay, well, we'll get that address and pass it on, and hopefully we'll get some information out to some of our more active members who are interested in ODXA. I think it's one of the better clubs, very good feature articles in it. I'm one of the many associate members from the 35 countries, so good luck to you in the future, and good luck to ODXA, and of course we'll see you next year in Toronto.
Thank you, Bob. And that's this sort of publicity is exactly what we have been getting that increase in membership from, is this kind of coverage. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank Bob for providing us with that interview from NRCon 86. And if you'd like to write to Bob with any comments regarding those interviews from NRCon, his address is 45605 Timber Lane Court, Apartment 204, Walled Lake, Michigan, 48088-3128. And Bob will also be able to give you some information about the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts, a good club based out of the Detroit area.
Toledo, Ohio is currently ranked as the nation's 67th radio market. Our Toledo profile continues as MarketScope takes a brief tune-in up the FM band in Northwest Ohio. Our first stop is 92.5 WMHE. WMHE is one of Toledo's most powerful FMs, with 50,000 watts at 480 feet above average terrain. WMHE had featured classical and beautiful music for decades, until it's changed to an adult contemporary format in the late 70s. In 1984, WMHE changed its successful format to contemporary hit radio, and maintains its ratings leadership to this day, somehow.
Yeah, trying to feel good.
I feel good.
92.5 WMHE Toledo, playing more of your favorite songs to make you feel good. Coming up, 9 in a row nonstop is next. I've got Boston the Starship and Madonna from the compact disc.
Look at me. Good build. Athletic even.
Dinner Boxing returns to the Hotel Sofitel in Toledo Thursday, November 6th. Phone 241-1411 today before it's too late.
Well, all right. You could be the next winner in the 92.5 WMHE Fantastic Fall Giveaway. Fantastic prizes for calling in within 9 minutes and 25 seconds of hearing your name or your brochure number. This morning, Marianne McCauley was a winner.
Hi, this is Marianne. You just called my name.
Marianne McCauley.
Right.
Hey, congratulations. You're a winner in the Fantastic Fall Giveaway. I've got a theater party for you for 8 people. So dig up 7 friends. You're going to go see David Copperfield at Toledo's Masonic Auditorium. Winning is easy. Simply listen at every single day, 7, 11, 3, and 7, and you can be a winner in the Fantastic Fall Giveaway from 92.5 WMHE.
WMHE with more of your favorite songs. Good morning, this is Tim Morrison. 9 in a row nonstop coming up, including Bruce Springsteen, the Eagles, and an old favorite from Rod Stewart.
Toledo's newest FM is 93.5 WRQN, which identifies itself as 93Q. Licensed to Bowling Green, WRQN was previously under the WKIQ and WAWR calls. Until the WRQN premiere on August 1st, 1983, the station was not stereo and suffered severe signal problems. In fact, the station was not even receivable in the Toledo city limits.
93Q, WRQN, Bowling Green, Toledo's hottest hits.
WRQN, Toledo's hottest hits. Hi, this is Patty Cheeks and in for Joe Thomas, who's playing hooky today. Coming up this hour, we've got Kenny Loggins, Billy Ocean, Genesis, and here's Jack Wagner at 93Q.
I am addicted to love.
93Q knows you've heard this song before.
Addicted to love.
93Q and Budweiser are joining together for a new version called Addicted to Sun. You could win a tropical vacation on St. Martin in the Virgin Islands. Want to know more? Here are the rules. You must be 19 or older to win. You must write your own lyrics to the melody of Addicted to Love, but call it Addicted to Sun. In the lyrics, you must mention 93Q and Budweiser at least once. Send your lyrics to 93Q Budweiser Addicted to Sun, 136 West South Boundary, Perrysburg, 43551. The 93Q crew will then pick the 20 best sets of lyrics, and here's the fun part. We're going to record them to play on the air. Then our listeners will decide. Whoever has the best Addicted to Sun song will win a week's stay in St. Martin, including transportation and hotel accommodations from 93Q. 93Q reserves the right to alter any lyrics deemed unsuitable by broadcast standards. It's time to get addicted to Sun with Budweiser and 93Q.
For years, CKLW AM dominated Toledo area radio as the professional and polished sound of the Big Eight. With the advance of FM listenership, CKLW AM dropped its top 40 format in December 1984, while CKLW's FM on 93.9 MHz began a series of format changes in an effort to find its niche in the Detroit-Windsor market. As CKJY-FM, the station featured a big bands and ballads format, similar to the format now on the AM. FM audiences were primarily younger demographics, and CKJY appealed to the CRTC for a format change. What the CRTC approved fell short of what was anticipated, and the new CFXX, 94 Fox FM, was allowed to rock only 4 hours a day. The format was short-lived, thanks to a station ownership change, and beautiful CKEZ was born. 18 months and no numbers later, CKEZ became CKLW, FM 94, in an attempt to recreate the excitement of CKLW as it was in the 60s. CKLW-FM, with 100 kilowatts at 989 feet, covers Toledo, Detroit, southeastern Michigan, and extends to even parts of Cleveland, Ohio.
Due to technical difficulties beyond our immediate control, the new transmitter and format change has been delayed temporarily. However, we want to announce that the CFXX Advertising Community winner of the $1,000 Radio Day Prize is the holder of number 357. The lucky number again is 357. Please call 353-6200 within 94 minutes to claim your prize. The phone number again is 353-6200.
Is over. You've caught the Fox.
802 JW, Johnny Williams and Pat Holiday come in.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Bad
74, Fox FM. Johnny Williams, Pat Holiday on a Thursday. Let's go get them again today. Tigers and Jack Morris. Can he do it again? I mean, two no-hitters in a row? Why not? Wishful thinking. 8:51 on the Fox.
The all-the-time, everyday low-price sale is on now at Hagerman's Warehouse Sports. Open Monday through Saturday till 9 o'clock, Sunday, noon to 5.
Tri-County weather becoming mostly cloudy today with a high of 60. Cloudy and showers likely tonight with a low of 40. More showers likely tomorrow and a little bit cooler with a high of 54. Right now, downtown 44. And at the home of the Fox, it's 94 FM. Walk tall, walk proud, walk America. Sunday, April 29th. Walk and help the March of Dimes fight birth defects. Call this number right now, 423-3232.
For Fox FM off the Tapestry album, which I believe was the biggest selling album of all time up until Thriller came out and just blew it away. it wasn't even close. Or something else. Joe's, what was it? Fleetwood, the last one, the Wall album? Or no, I'm sorry, Dark Side of the Moon? Is that what's up?
No, Rumors. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors.
Really?
Yeah.
You learn something every day. Thank you, Joseph. Rumors, all right? Well, hey, you can't do everything, you know. Anyway, listen, we have to sign off right now for the Fox FM. We'll put the news on, then Big Band's Ballads and Warrants will be on next. You're listening to the new Fox FM, and let me explain this to you. In less than 90 days, we will have a chance to bring you the Fox 24 hours a day, as we were prepared to do last Friday. But for now, we're previewing the type of station that you told us that you wanted. And if you like what you're hearing, we would really appreciate your thoughts. Drop us a letter or postcard to Fox FM, Box 480 from Windsor, N9A, 6M6, or Box 282 in Southfield, 48037. And with your help, we'll be on round the clock real soon. But for now, it's every morning between 7 and 9 a.m., which you're listening to now, of course, and every afternoon between 5 and 7. Teddy, hopefully, will be back on tonight between 5 and 7, or possibly Friday. And we'll return again, of course, this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Let's go to the news, and then after that, big bands, ballads, and more. Here's the news.
Good morning. I'm Mike Clarkson with FM 94 News. If your job forces you to take the I-75 southbound, you're going to have to find another route to work through most of the summertime. It's now 49 degrees or 9 Celsius. I'm Mike Clarkson for FM 94 News.
$1 million Weekend is back.
CKLW, the Motor City.
This is where it all started. 12 o'clock noon. Charlie O'Brien with the Rascals. CKLW FM 94 on the original Million Dollar Weekend. From Texas is Ray Sharp and his one-hit wonder.
Well, now they call my baby Patty, but her real name,
CKLW FM 94, the greatest hits of all time, and that's one of them there, the Rays and Silhouettes on the Shade. 12:11 with Charlie O'Brien. Join Scott Miller tomorrow night. He'll be partying down at Confetti's. All the action starts about 9 o'clock tomorrow night as Scott brings all the greatest hits of Motown to Confetti's. 10.5 Mile in Gratiot with no cover charge at all. Canadian dollar is at par, dollar for dollar. So you want to join Scott Miller for all the fun at Confetti's tomorrow night. 10.5 Mile and Gratiot. Bring all your friends. Tell them that the greatest hits of all time will be down there with Scotty. And now the CKLW music trivia question being brought to you by Molson's Light. And this is an easy one. You got to get it right off the bat. Big Brother and the Holding Company featured the singing voice of what performer? We'll have the answer in 30 seconds. Oh, you had to get this one. The lead singer for Big Brother and Holding Company was Janis Joplin.
CKLW Million Dollar Weekend.
It's
20 minutes past 12. This is Mike Clarkson, CKLW 2020 News.
Motor City weather.
Sunshine at 83 today. Fair tonight, a low 62. Increasing cloud cover tomorrow. A moderate chance of thunder showers, a high 82. On the waterways, Lake St. Clair, west winds 5 to 15 knots, shifting to southwest, waves of 2 feet or less. Lake Erie winds from the west 10 to 20 knots, shifting to the south tonight, waves of 3 to 5 feet. In Ypsilanti, it's 73. Cleveland has 75. Toledo, 76. In Detroit, 75. In Windsor, it's 75. This is Mike Clarkson, 2020 News. Now, more music with Charlie O'Brien on the original Million Dollar Weekend.
Toledo is only 50 miles from downtown Detroit, and Detroit reception is very common in the area.
Z95.5 and AM 1500 with at least a $1,000 winner every day guaranteed. 11 o'clock, Kim Carson, WCZY, AM and FM Detroit.
All hits, Z95.5.
Yes, for the most music, 10 in a row, and your chance at Rocky IV prize bag coming soon this hour, Power 96.
WHYT Detroit, the Motor City.
.9 is the home of WKKO, the area's FM country sound. The station was known as WKLR for many years, and also as WTOD-FM. Previous formats included Urban and Top 40. WKKO is 50,000 watts at 500 feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. Time to hit the streets. It's quitting time. WKLR, Toledo's K100.
On our wedding day, I held your hand and promised.
And that's how it basically starts out right there, my friends. Who makes better lovers and friends? It's Razzie Bailey from Toledo's K100.
Now, the Budweiser National Motor Spectacular. Hold your ears and grit your teeth. The Mud Monsters are coming. It's here, the Hot Rod Truck Mud Racing winner. We'll be slinging so much mud around Toledo Sports Arena, it'll take up a week to clean up.
Well, our K100 regional weather forecast for tonight now. Increasing cloudiness, an overnight low of 7, but I think by the time you get up, it might be a little bit warmer than that. Tomorrow afternoon, variably cloudy, breezy and warmer, and a high of around 32 right now in our town. 18 degrees from K100.
When it comes to beautiful music in the Toledo area, WLQR at 101.5 megahertz owns the market.
Something special. The one and only one for easy listening music. We're WLQR, Stereo 101.
It's time now to check WLQR's color weather radar and the National Weather Service forecast for Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. That's a check of WLQR's color weather radar and the National Weather Service forecast.
WLQR Stereo 101, your source for news on the hour, every hour.
Good morning. Our 10 o'clock temperature is 36 degrees from Stereo 101.5 WLQR.
This is WLQR Toledo 101.5 FM.
This is WLQR News. I'm Don Wallach. Officials say two former French hostages...
Our next stop is the Isle of Toledo, WIOT. Actually, they haven't been the Isle of Toledo for many years, not since the old beautiful music days. WIOT today is one of the nation's most successful album-oriented rock stations.
FM 104, WIOT 745. It's 36 degrees in downtown Toledo with Bob and Brian. These are the Pretenders. FM 104, WIOT 753 with Bob and Brian on a 2 for Tuesday morning.
Snow this morning, accumulation of less than 1 inch. Mostly sunny this afternoon at the high of 39.
I see it.
Is it coming?
Yes, I see snowflakes.
Got a call earlier this morning. It said it was snowing in Bowling Green real early.
And now it's moved north.
Clear and very cold tonight with a low of 15. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, brisk winds, continued cold, slight chance of snow, high of 30. And winter doesn't even officially start for another month.
Yeah, 6 weeks, actually.
Jeez.
Well, hey, it could be worse. They got 25 inches out, you know, in the Plains States already over the weekend.
That doesn't make me feel better. You know, always that, oh, it could be worse thing. Well, yeah, I broke my leg, but a safe could have fallen on me. High of 30 tomorrow, 36 degrees in downtown Toledo.
Almost a minute with Danny Mulrooney's on the way, along with that, Brian Adams at 7:53.
Hey, what's happening?
Eddie Money Live. Eddie Money in Toledo, produced by FM 104, Squirt, Diet Squirt Plus, and Belkin Productions.
FM 104 Newsline. Veterans Day or Armistice Day, whatever you call it, it means freedom. And that's news. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source. FM 104 Newsline.
Good morning. I'm Laurie Sanders. It's 36 degrees downtown at 7:57. Here's what's happening. Snow this morning with accumulation of less than 1 inch. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 39. It's 36 degrees downtown. More news in 30 minutes.
Okay, Laurie, we'll talk to you then. This is Brian Adams on a 2 for Tuesday at 7:58 at FM 104.
Rockin' and rolling on 2 for Tuesday, FM 104, WIOT Toledo.
What would a market be without a magic station? Magic 105.5 is WWWM, licensed to nearby Sylvania. 3WM was once Top 40 Oldies WGLN, as well as country formatted Jones Boys Radio, where all the jocks were named Jones. As WXEZ in the 70s, they featured a beautiful music format and later turned to an album rock format in a very lengthy but unsuccessful attempt to topple WIOT. Today, they're magic, and they're doing very well.
This magic moment.
This magic, magic, magic.
Got a black magic.
WWWM, Sylvania and Toledo's Magic 105.5. Favorites of yesterday and light rock of today.
Magic 105.5, 3WM is your 10 in a row station, playing a better variety of light rock without a lot of talk. Good morning from Doug Verrick and Magic. Magic 105.5, 3WM rolling 10 in a row this afternoon, sunny, high near 80, 75 at Magic. WWWM Magic 105.5, Christopher Cross sailing. We know somebody who's going to be doing a lot of sailing in the future. Congratulations goes out to Lori Danford of Toledo. She's the grand prize winner of the Magic Croker Catamaran, valued at over $3,000. It's just a part of the 105 days of summer from 3WM. Magic is 105.5. 10:31 with Doug Brimick alongside as we move toward another 10 in a row.
Degrees at 8:30. I'm Crystal Boston. WWWM News brought to you by the Toledo Blade. Petrel's Market has been destroyed by an early morning fire. The two-story frame building at 2367 Auburn received extensive damage. and a fire that was reported about 4:40 this morning. Thank you. The Magic 105.5 exclusive radar weather calls for snow mixed with rain. It's occurring right now. Yes, the weatherman was right. It's going to be mostly sunny this afternoon. I'll see that when I believe it. A high of 38. I meant to say that. Under clear skies tonight, it'll be a very cold low of 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, brisk winds, a cold high just near 30. Right now, we have 36 degrees. News has been brought to you by the Toledo Blade on WWWM. I'm Chris Lebostian.
And I'm Buddy Carr at 8:33, playing the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I've been Magic 105.5. I want to pop with you, baby. That's what they all say, huh? 8:39, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock, 36 degrees in Magic. As you know, the Monkees will be in town Friday night, along with Herman's Hermits, Grassroots, and of course, Herman's Hermits are going to be our featured group today on Lunchtime at the Old Days. We're going to be broadcasting live at the zoo. You might want to join Mark Stevens for that. 8:41, 19 minutes till 9 at Magic 105.5.
I have a picture.
That's Market Scope for February 1987. Next month, Syracuse, New York slides under the Market Scope microscope. I hope you enjoyed this month's feature. For Market Scope and the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Lane.
Thank you very much, Phil. And just before we wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service for February 1987, I'd like to bring to light a few bits of information for our membership. Starting with the next edition of the DX Audio Service, we're going to start to include some material on amateur radio. Seems that we have several members of the DX Audio Service which are interested and licensed radio amateurs. Also, some of the editors of the DX Audio Service are also amateur radio operators. So starting with the next edition, we'll try to put in some news and views about amateur radio. However, we will not be deleting any information from the DX Audio Service content, so it'll just be in addition to what you currently receive at the present time. Be sure to mark down on your calendar Labor Day weekend 1987. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's when the 1987 National Radio Club Convention will be happening here in Lima, Ohio. Phil Wayne, Bob Walker, and myself will be the host for the convention, and it should be a real good time with a lot of tours and different things to do in Lima, Ohio. It'll be held at the Milano Inn in downtown Lima, right across from the Milano Club, where we'll be having our Saturday evening business meeting and buffet. Sunday morning, we'll have a buffet also, which will be included in the registration fee. As soon as we get closer to the convention time, we will be publishing all the information on where to write and where to send your convention dues in, because it is convention time around late August, early September. Finally, just like to make one more reminder to our membership who are presently subscribing under the $12 returnable rate. Please be sure that you get your cassettes into us by the 20th of the month. If they aren't returned to us on time, we can't duplicate them. That's the bottom line, because we take all the cassettes over at one time for duplication, and if they're not back, we cannot duplicate them. So please be sure you get your cassettes in by the 20th of the month, so we can get them out to you on time and with the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Also, don't forget that the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service is coming up very soon. So if you have any information on the lighter side of DXing and some good stories, some fish tales, and perhaps some false information for the AM switch column, be sure to send it to the editors and get that information in as soon as possible, because if it arrives late, we just won't be able to publish it and you'll be lost forever. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Vobey. Thank you very much for listening and hope you enjoyed this month's edition. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523. Thank you and see you next month.